With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. ICE agents arrest over 32,000 illegal immigrants within the first 50 days of the Trump presidency.
In the first 50 days of the Trump administration, immigration officials arrested over 14,000 convicted criminals, 9,800 migrants who have pending criminal charges, 1,155 suspected gang members, and 44 foreign fugitives, according to a senior ICE official. But on a call with a group of reporters on Wednesday, the senior official called the remaining 8,718 immigration violators. During previous interviews, ICE has referred to these arrests as collateral damage, people who are not necessarily the target but get swept up in the process. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have the needed votes to block a Republican spending bill ahead of Friday's deadline to avoid a government shutdown. The bill narrowly passed in the House by a vote of 217 to 213. Also at SRNnews.com, a launchpad problem forces a flight delay to replace NASA's two stuck astronauts. The new crew needs to get to the International Space Station before Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams can head home after 9 months in orbit. There's a pilot program to raise Alzheimer's awareness. Lisa Wagner reports.
New Mexico has paired up with the Alzheimer's Association in a pilot U.S. initiative aimed at raising awareness about a disease that affects several million people in the country. The relationship with a nonprofit group has been a year in the making. It was unveiled Wednesday, days after authorities confirmed that actor Gene Hackman died at his Santa Fe home of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. Experts believe that because of Alzheimer's, he was unable to seek help after his wife died from a rare rodent-borne disease.
This is SRN News. Christians are being targeted in Syria.
Fighting has broke out between the new ruling Muslim militia and other groups loyal to ousted strongman Bashar Assad. But while Christians are not fighting, they are being killed. At least 1,000 members of the country's small Christian minority have lost their lives in this latest round of fighting, and it's unclear which side is targeting them, possibly both. The international community is calling for peace and the protection of religious minorities in Syria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department's Office of Civil Rights is taking a frontline role in President Trump's war on woke ideology in schools. He's ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. Greenland's center-right party wins the most votes in yesterday's elections.
Democrat Tit or the Democrats and the second-place finisher Nalorak, or Point of Orientation, are in favor of Greenland's independence from Denmark. The Democrat Tit favors a slower pace. Added to the mix, President Trump's push for Greenland to join the U.S. Sheila Geisler Christensen wants independence.
We don't want to be Americans.
Kuno Fenker with the Nalorak Party says President Trump respects Greenland's right to self-determination.
He wants to invest in Greenland.
Democrat Tit Party leader Jens Frederik Nielsen says Greenland needs to stand together in a time of great interest from outside. I'm Ed Donahue.
Border officials intercept a large meth shipment at the border. The drugs were found hidden inside a shipment of Persian limes last week at the Far International Bridge. Officials say they found more than 250 pounds of meth and 960 packages. More details at SRNnews.com.